We are live.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Embodiment of Soul Care. This is podcast number 6. It's hard to believe we've been doing this for 6 weeks.
I know. It is.
You know, sometimes it feels like we've been doing it for 50 weeks. And then sometimes it feels like we've only been doing it for one. But tonight's going to get a little bit testy for us and for everybody else. This is, oh, yeah. And then here's our, yes, cheers to the tea. Is that a new teacup? That's nice.
I know, I'm cheating. It's not even really a cup. It's more of a thermos, but
it stays nice and warm. I know, by the end of this podcast, I drink it and it's like piss water. It's like nice and cold, you know? So good call on that one. Maybe next time I'll have to bring that in. So, besides the point, but tonight what we're going to talk about is rising above the negative tides. The negative energies. This week has been a call of negativity. Let me tell you what. I had, we'll both kind of share some of our experiences. For me this week, I had a lot of people reach out to me for some energy clearings and for some emotional clearings. And it was just a tide of negativity. Like, Kelly, how do I overcome this negativity? How do I deal with my own? How do I live with somebody who's negative all the time? How do I navigate through this? Can you help me? Can you help me? And it was like, oh, Jesus, okay, right in my face. And the worst part of it all for me was I was trying to sit and do meditations, and everyone kept coming into my space energetically with their negative stuff, yelling at the top of their lungs with their energy, please clear this out. Help me now. So I actually was telling Casey this. In order for me to have a and it started aggravating me, was the whole point. Like, I started to get negative too. I started to get angry. Like, get out of here. Like, please just go away. Leave me alone until I'm done. And so I had to switch up my meditation. I usually do an I am meditation to a really nice tuning fork sound. And I just love it. It's like my place that I love to be. And I had to switch it to get out of the vibration of whoever was coming in. And so I had to switch it to a manifestation meditation. And I actually did that today so that I could escape the negative forces that be. So tonight we're going to talk about, at least I'm going to talk a little bit about how you come out of the negative space and also how you deal with people in your world, in your life, that are very, very negative. How do you deal with those people? How do you navigate around them? What do? How do you act? So that type of a thing. So this should be helpful for everybody because it visited me this week and it definitely visited Casey. And I think it's kind of funny because we talked earlier in the weekend, you know, okay, we'll discuss kind of what we're going to do. Casey wrote me a quick little text. Hey, listen, I had something pop up and I really am passionate about it this week. And 2 days later, I wrote her and I said, I don't know what you're passionate about, but here's what's been visiting me. And she wrote back and said, me too, 100%. So we knew we were on the same playing field. We knew that everybody was feeling the same amount of negative space around them and within them. And so that is why we are going to talk about that tonight. We had no idea we were doing it until it landed on our front porch. So here we are. And Casey, how about you share a little bit of your experience with your negative space this week?
Oh, goodness. So yeah, I mean, part of what I texted you, I'd had this really, these really beautiful thoughts come in and, you know, I'd written them all down and it sounded really good. And it did relate to this, but kind of like the higher level 30,000 foot view of this. And then what showed up was the 0 foot view, you know, especially today, it came like raging in, right? Like, oh, you're going to live at 30,000 feet and have this really beautiful interpretation of all this and perception and all that. Yeah, I'm just going to like slam you down here and then let's see, you know, how we do kind of mucking around. So for me, so I'd gone to a bodywork session finally yesterday. And oh my gosh, it felt so good because I mean, it's been months, right? Like I had kind of through the same timeline I talked about last week, you know, for a couple of years, I'd really ignored my embodiment quite a bit, just doing my spiritual work and all my processing. And then about the same time that I started getting back into my groove, I also started getting back into body work and really caring for my body and working out again and doing Pilates, and my body was loving it, you know? So I was kind of integrating the two and it was feeling really good. And then of course, you know, with the COVID thing, it's like so many of my body's favorite things to do got shut down. And, you know, it's like you can't recreate a Pilates reformer at home, and you can't, yeah, I mean, you can do some things, but a lot of it, my body's like, this is not the same. And so going to that bodywork session yesterday was so beautiful, but it triggered like this anger in my body, literally, like my spirit, you know, has been doing the surrender and being at peace and doing all this work. And my body's like, okay, really? I'm pissed. You know, I want to go back to the things that made me feel good. I want to go back to the things that made me feel flow. Like, yeah, I'm kind of trying to like piecemeal this together at home, but it ain't the same. It's not the same as going to a yoga class and being in a Zen space. It's like the whole point is like, bye, off to yoga. You know, you get out of your family space, you get out, you know, I mean, there's so much energetically that my body really loved. That now it's like, it's having a hard time piecemealing that together instead of a totally different scenario. It's like trying to fit, you know, that like round peg in the square hole or whatever, you know? So anyways, I just got really present to like the 3D part of me, while the 5D spirit part of me can be at peace and can come to acceptance and can come to, you know, this and resonate in this positive space and have this positive vibration. My body is somewhat not feeling it. It's like, yeah, yeah, that's real nice. But I like your little I am meditation. Yeah, that ain't cutting it. You know, like I want to go back to my Pilates reformer. Thank you very much. So I had this really interesting push-pull, you know, the part of me that can really live at the 30,000 foot observer view. And the part of me that's like on the ground, boots on the ground. Like, you know, if mama don't feel good, you know, what you're putting out there, you know, kind of that little phrase, like mama ain't good, nobody's good. So it's like when your body, you know, so kind of coming to like when your body isn't feeling good, how do you then stay in that really positive space? So I kind of had this, you know, Kelly and I were talking. I finally, you know, was just tuning in and it was like, I realized that I felt like a caged tiger. You know, my body was feeling imprisoned. It's feeling, you know, and that's kind of where this anger was coming up. It's like, I'm in a cage. I want out of this cage, you know, and I kind of think, we were chatting a little bit. It kind of seemed like maybe those of us who are a little more extroverted, or we had relied on some things outside of us, you know, to bring us, to make us feel radiance, to make us feel flow, you know, that we had utilized those resources essentially, you know, and that really brought a lot to us. And then now that we're literally not able to access those resources, or, you know, that socialization or that workout class or whatever it is that really helped keep us in the flow, and we're kind of piecemealing it. It's just, you know, kind of sometimes not driving. So I think I finally gave myself permission today almost to just be like, you know, tune into my embodiment and be like, I feel ya, I gotcha. You know, and just at least let it kind of have its say, let it have its energy. And then it actually helped it flow through once I acknowledged it, you know, rather than trying to just be like the parent who's like, well, stop whining, you know, too bad, just suck it up. You know, it's kind of like, you know, what are you going to do about it, right? I can't necessarily control what it's open, whether I can or can't go to something right now. That's not necessarily in my control, but I also can be honoring of my embodiment, but honoring of my spirit. So it's kind of, you know, I was listening to our podcast from last week and I talked a lot about the balance point. And then what came up this week? Being in the balance point, right? Again, you know, am I, so it's like every week just kind of continuing to train, like, how do I stay in that balance point? Is clearly going to be the journey for quite a while. I mean, clearly the rest of my life, but it was certainly present for me again this week. So if any of you out there are more extroverted and you're feeling a bit weary and you're feeling a bit like, you know, like you're piecemealing it together like I am, I hear you, I'm with you. I send you blessings, you know, be as kind to yourself as you can. And here's the thing that showed up, and Kelly and I were chatting about this, that was really cool. Like, okay, so there's so many things that seem like the door's shut. You know, you can't do this, you can't do this. And it reminded me of the Frozen 2 song, you know, there's some, I think it's called like, do the next right thing. Like, you know, Anna, she gets really taken down and feels pretty leveled by what's happened. You know, I mean, her boyfriend's gone, her sister's gone. She thinks she'll never see her sister again. Like she's really leveled and, you know, the tide has like taken her over and she's like, part of her is just like, you know, I'm just going to sit here and give up. I'm not moving on. And then that little bit of spirit, that little voice in her head, that just do the next right thing and then do the next right thing, you know, kind of the one step at a time idea. So I was working with that today and what showed up. So, you know, I was sharing with Kelly, like, okay, so I go to this bodywork session yesterday and the beautiful practitioner, I was sharing with him, I'm so disappointed I can't go to my Pilates class. He said, oh, well, I've heard of one that's open. Why don't you check it out? So then I checked that out today. So I'm kind of just taking, do the next right thing. And I'm kind of pursuing, you know, okay, there's a little tiny crack in the window. Oop, what's open? oh, okay. You know, so I looked into it and I signed up for a class next week. So that was the thing I could do. You know, it's like, it may not be my exact thing I wanted, but you know what? I'm super excited, right? I'm going to put my mask on and I'm going to go to this class. And, you know, it's something, right? And so my embodiment's like, okay, cool. You know, so I'm kind of trying to find that balance. Like, okay, let's get back into the things we can get back into, listen to the guidance, kind of follow the crumbs as things come up. But if I'm an open space and if I am holding space for, you know what, things can manifest, things can still come about. It's not going to look necessarily like it looked a couple months ago, but can I be open? Can I be still an open vessel for beauty to come in, for opportunities to come in, and to express that? And, you know, now things are opening up a little bit again. Some of them will be out in the world. Maybe some of them will be at home. I don't know, right? But my embodiment's feeling better. I honored it today. I listened. I allowed kind of the emotions to process through. And now I'm feeling, you know, back at the balance point a lot more. So anyways, that was kind of a bit of the journey this week. Oh, but what I wanted to say about that was it's the negative voice. You know, you were talking about a lot of people, and you're going to speak more to this, that people are having the negative voice or the negative tide kind of outside of them, coming from other people, coming from maybe their family or friends or people in their outside sphere. And they're trying to, you know, manage their own positivity inside of that. And mine was a negative voice kind of inside myself. You know, it wasn't outside of me. It was, you know, my body kind of had the negativity. And so, you know, it was kind of more the negative voice within that I was really working with. So, you know, I mean, it can come from both places. And it was just powerful for me to, you know, kind of reintegrate and find that balance again.
Yeah. And you know, Casey, you made two really good points in there, and I'll cover one of them in a moment. But the one that you did do that you said that was great was actually from last week when we talked about, you know, finding that little window, that little piece, that little crumb that then helps you to progressively start the positive momentum. And, you know, you're all down and out, you're upset. And then all of a sudden you're starting to put out there your body work and the guy gives you a crumb. Here's your Pilates class, you know, and then you're going to go do that. And it just kind of, it gets the ball rolling. And those things are around us all the time. And it's so important that we realize that and we grab onto them. You have to be listening. You have to be watching, because you might think that nothing's coming, but so much stuff is around you for you to grab onto, take a hold, and so that you can feel better, so that you can rise into that vibration. And again, start that momentum of positive thinking. So that's really cool that you actually saw that, grabbed a hold of it, and made that, and it helped you feel a lot better. And that's really good. The other thing too, that I'll kind of go into now is, you said something that was absolutely huge to the whole process of overcoming your own inner negativity. And that is the acknowledgement. Acknowledging where you are, feeling that emotion, understanding where that emotion is within you. You know, what am I feeling? Am I feeling anger? Am I feeling grief? Am I feeling frustration? Am I feeling sadness? Am I feeling overjoy? Am I feeling lack of creativity? Like, what am I feeling? And getting in touch with that feeling. Where is it sitting in my body? Recognizing it, giving it attention for a moment so that your whole body, mind, and spirit line up. Okay, instead of, like you said, oh, let's just ignore it and let's not pay attention to it. And then 5 minutes later, it's back again. So yes, the first part of getting rid of a negative sense inside of you, like where nothing's getting better, is acknowledging that emotion. Figuring out where it is, allowing it to sit there, connecting with it. And then the process of releasing it. And how you release it is you take the knowledge that you have about that emotion. And then you say, you know, you say to the emotion, this emotion no longer serves me and I'm free to exist without it from this moment forward. Okay, so yes, I was holding it all day, but from this moment forward, I no longer have to hold on to it. I can let it go. I can let it be free. I see you. I hear you. I feel you. Now move out of my space. Okay. It's like the nicest, kindest way to tell an emotion that has you down and out to get them out of your space, you know, and it's really, really powerful. And we talked about, you know, what juice are you? If I were to squeeze you, you know, you squeeze an orange, the only juice you get is orange juice. You know, you're not going to get grapefruit juice. You're not going to get juice. You're not going to get pear juice or anything of the sort. You're going to get orange juice. So think about it. When something pisses you off and you start to react to it, you know, oh, you know, screw that. I'm so angry. Or, oh, I'm crying. There's so much grief, you know, and sadness. That's your juice inside of you. Know that. Acknowledge it and move through it. you know, you want to get to the point where when you're being squeezed, it's like, okay, I'm a little pissed, but now I'm over it. Here's your happiness. Okay. And you can train yourself to do that. You can get to that point where those types of things will happen. And you might squeeze out some anger, but it's going to move right through really quickly and really fast.
Hey Kelly, yeah, super quick. I just realized I forgot to set the timer.
Oh, that's okay. I think we'll regulate ourselves. Yeah, we'll regulate ourselves. We'll move through it. By the way, everybody, I hope you recognize how amazing my hair looks tonight. So as you think you are, so this is kind of a quote. As you think you are is so you okay, so as you think you are is how you will be. Okay, so if I think that I'm angry, well, then I'm just going to continue to be that throughout my whole entire day, throughout my entire week. So if I'm thinking negative, then I'm going to be negative. If I'm feeling negative, I'm going to think negative and I'm going to be negative. It's that whole process. It's that whole trickling effect. And the other thing is about getting over these negative things is knowing that, okay, let's use, for example, you get a cut. Okay, I just got a cut on my hand. Well, what does nature do to that cut? It heals it. It's the same thing with you. If you allow it space and you allow it time, you don't keep bringing attention to it again and again and again, it will heal. It will go away. If I keep telling Casey every time that I look at this cut, can you believe this cut? Hey, Casey, 3 weeks later, this cut is still here. It's now the size of my hand. Like, I look at it every day and I focus on it and it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, the same thing happens with our emotions. The more and more we focus on how we're feeling bad and how we're feeling sad, the more and more it takes us over. And eventually it causes an entire disease. You know, that's where people are getting ill and people don't feel well and they develop cancers and they develop these chronic diseases because somewhere down the road, whether it be 5 years ago or 15 or 50 years ago, there was something in there that they didn't give permission to leave. And so it's important that when those emotions come up, when that anger comes up, when that frustration and that negativity arise, that we recognize it, we acknowledge it, and we allow it to be free and let go. Don't hold on to it. It's probably the worst thing we can do for ourselves. Now, others' negativity. How do we control other people? Well, hell, you don't. Okay? You're not going to control anybody. You're not going to remove someone's emotions from them. It's just not possible. Everybody comes here with a contractual agreement in their life. They come here with their personality. They come here with their emotions. They come here with their contract. And you, my dears, are never going to change what that all says and how that person is going to go about their destiny. So when they arrive to you with negativity, you have a choice. You can walk in and stand there and absorb it all you want and feed into it and feel the fire and feel the rage and leave there and go, I feel like shit. Or as soon as it starts, you can say, you know what? I need a 5-minute break. And what you use that 5-minute break for is to find alignment in yourself, to find your awareness, to bring you back to a sense of peace and calmness. Yes, that's easier said than done when your mother-in-law or your mother or your sister or your brother or your husband or your children are screaming and yelling and yelling and yelling and everything's going chaotic and everything's negative and everything's surrounding you. But really and truly, that's what you need to do. You're never going to change them and you're never going to change their reactions to you. So change the way you're seeing it. And the whole thing will change. If I go in there and I'm a negative vibration, I'm going to attract that negative vibration. But if I go in there and I'm a positive vibration, guess what? They're going to run out of fire really fast because there's nothing to feed it vibrationally. Now, they can have Betty Sue and Mookie Boo come over and help them fuel that fire of negativity all they want. But I'm not that person that's going to go in there and deal with that shit. Not for a second. And none of you should. This is not something, this is like going into a party and someone be like, hey, you want this drug, man? Snort this line of coke. Swear it'll make you feel better. Do you have the ability to say no? Always. Do you have the ability to walk away from that Always. So do the same with your emotions. Do the same with your well-being. You have the right to say, I'm not coming in there. I'm not picking up that phone call. I'm not dealing with you right now. And if they want to take it as an insult, well, so be it. That's not what you're meaning. And you can always tell them, you know what? I'm practicing my awareness and my alignment. And right now this vibration doesn't match with me. And so I'm going to excuse myself. Yeah, they might look at you like, what the fuck are you talking about? But that's okay, because they're not playing where you are. And you don't want to play where they are. So moving through those negative people, that's one way to do it. So getting into the positive vibe so that they can't match your vibration. And the other thing is you need to ask yourself this. What is the path of least resistance to your love? What's the path of least resistance to your love? That's where you need to go. If the path of least resistance to your love is sitting there with somebody negative, then hell, sit in it. But I guarantee it's not. So sit where your love is. Be where your love is. And I'm not saying, you know, don't talk to that person, especially when they're a part of your family, you know, or somebody that you have no choice but to talk to. I'm just saying take a moment and align yourself and coach yourself with your love so that then it doesn't hurt as bad. It might still hurt. They might still dig you down. But the thing is that at least you will have some sort of resistance, and eventually they're going to get so tired of giving it to you because it's not going to matter. So rise above it. So then I had somebody ask me this week, okay, well, that's all good, fine and good, but, and I'm actually going to read this question because I thought it was interesting. How do I have fun with life when everyone around me is having a shitty time? Okay. Yeah. Well, here's the thing about that. This one gets a little bit out there. We have to have the unconscious and the difficult people. We have to. Because Casey and I have talked about this. It's the only way you learn to become greater, to become bigger within yourself, within your purpose, within your alignment. If I didn't have shitty people in my life, I wouldn't have to wake up to peace. I'd just always be in peace. And you know what? Honestly, that wouldn't be any fun, would it? You think that would be fun, Casey? Like, oh, everybody's just always lovely. No, there's nothing to learn. So we have to have those unconscious, difficult people in this life. I mean, this is what expands our awareness, expands us as spirits and as souls. We contractually come here with difficult people.
And difficult aspects within ourselves.
You bet. And why do we come with difficult aspects of ourselves? So that we can overcome them and become more aware. If you can do anything in this life, it's to find that awareness, to find that centerpiece. And everybody around you is going to be throwing spitball fire at you. And that's a beautiful thing. Stop. I had to do this myself. I had to stop looking at all these bombs as something bad. And I had to start looking at them as blessings. Like, oh my gosh, you know, you test me so much. You must be some sort of a soulmate to me because you sure as hell are helping me grow fast. Because I have no choice but to try to get to a better place because you're always in my face with shit. Okay? And you have two choices. You can, like I said, you can go down in the depths of depression with it, or you can rise the hell up and say, okay, I'm better off for this. Thank you so much. I'm sending you love. I'm sending you happiness. I'm sending you peace. Thank you for that lesson. Everyone around me could be having the shittiest time of their lives, and I'm sitting there in the middle dancing, you know, because you learn to rise above all that.
And the power of perception, you know, I mean, it kind of goes all the way back to the beginning when we spoke about power of perception. I mean, that's the essence.
It does. And, you know, and I want everybody to remember this too, and especially you and I both, Casey. I mean, this is something I have to reiterate to myself constantly. Remember that an emotion is just an emotion. It's not a control mechanism. It's not something that's going to destroy your life. An emotion is exactly that. Anger is just anger. Fear is just fear. Grief is just grief. Sadness is just sadness. And we can go through the whole list. But you are love and awareness. That's huge. You're so much bigger than these little negative thoughts, these little things that people say that are negative, that get down in the depths of you and make you feel uncomfortable. It's so much smaller than you. And even your own inner voice, you know, that inner ego that beats you up and says, oh, I'm having a shitty time. And oh, this isn't worth doing this anymore. It's so small in the scheme of everything that you are. And it's important that we all remember that. I mean, that's key. Your love and your awareness. It doesn't get bigger than that.
Well, it reminds me of the bubbles I spoke about last week. You know, I mean, that's the idea behind being able to know that you're that expanded self. You're that expanded version that can hold. It's like a Russian doll. You know, it can hold all the little dolls inside. But at the end of the day, you are that big and you are that expansive. You are that love. You know,
you bet.
But sometimes that visual helps me, you know, like almost breathe to be that big. Like, oh, yes, that is who I really am. Okay.
Yes.
And I still love it.
Right. And that's why you do the, you know, and that's why people need to put those protective bubbles around them too. You know, that's your love space. That's holding your space, you know, building that whole aura.
Yeah. Maybe you see that, you know, that could be something somebody plays with. Like if they're in somebody's negative space, like maybe, you know, I've heard before, it's like you could, before you go into a grocery store, you know, you could see that bubble of light around you before you go see your spouse that's maybe negative. You see that bubble of light, or while you're interacting with them, know in your mind's eye, you know, have some visual that triggers and reminds you, you know, of that bigness that you are.
Yeah. I love that. You know, I mean, that's such a good practice for people to do. You know, start with grounding yourself and then surrounding yourself with that huge protective bubble. I mean, that's great, Casey, before you go in anywhere. Because believe it or not, people, I mean, a stranger can land a whole bunch of crap on top of you and you don't even know who they are and you just walked past them and you're in that same vibrational space and something from them jumps onto you energetically and all of a sudden you feel even heavier. You know, when you're going home and you're showering and you have no idea how to get rid of it. Guard yourself before you go out. This world, I said it in the last podcast, I think, this world is not a pretty place. There's a lot of negative stuff going on. And so if you can protect yourself and you can bring yourself into a higher vibration, you are going to get out of all of this negative stuff. Some way or another. It may take you 4 days, and it may take you 48 hours only, and it may take you 4 weeks, but you're going to get your ass out of it. If you just keep remembering those things. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's what you said last week about, and I was really thinking about this a lot today, because I think sometimes I say it, but it really put it into practice for me. You know, when you said, I'll see it when I believe it. You know, even today, when I was in my enraged tiger in a cage, but, you know, having still that vision of, okay, but I am going to move through this. I am going to rise above this tide, you know, having that vision, even though in the moment it was like, no, I'm really in it. I'm really here. You know, doing the next right thing to kind of move out of that. But also, you know, so I was thinking about that a lot today, because I think that a lot of, you know, in our world right now, and maybe with manifestation or whatever, you know, there is going to be a lot of believe it and then you will see it. Will you see it tomorrow, a year from now, 20 years from now? I don't know. Right. Some of it's going to perhaps take time. I mean, we spoke to that a lot last week, but I think that that's also, I mean, it's sort of very similar to like believing in yourself, you know, even if it doesn't look good or feel good right now, hold the space, hold the vision for your bigness, for your love, you know that that's always there. Even if you're not feeling it right now, you know, have some part of you that does feel it. And that allows, you know, to pull you forward, from where you're at. So I just love that you said that last week. And I think it's really so useful, you know, and so appropriate to our conversation today.
Well, and then I expanded on that a little bit today when you and I were talking. And I said, you know, sometimes all you need to do is first hear it. Okay, you hear it.
Yeah.
Be happy. I hear it. Okay. And then you start to see it. And this could be like weeks later, you start to see it. Okay. And then you start to feel it. then you really start to feel that happiness. You start to really grasp it. Okay, I'm feeling it. And then you start to believe it. And then you start to know it. And then you start to be it. And so it's that whole phase. You know, it's like I said to Casey today, I mean, I think so many people feel that it's like, okay, happy, be happy. Okay, I'm thinking it, I have to be it. No, there's a whole system. And that's exactly what I just said, you know, to hear it, to see it, to feel it, to believe it, to think it, and all of a sudden you know it and you be it. You know, it's just, it's the process of it. Yeah. And enjoy the process of it, because it's the process of it that makes you blossom into this beautiful human being, you know, this human and this human experience that is coming from this spiritual place. And that's what's so spiritual, is the process.
And the, you know, the ability to learn to weather the storms, you know, every yes. storm you weather, you've now weathered another storm. You know?
Exactly. You're constantly overcoming something all the time. You know, even as much as like, oh shit, we don't have any more milk. Well, let's make something else work for our cereal. You know, it's like something that simple, but it's like you're constantly, like you said, weathering another storm, whether it's big or it's small. It doesn't matter, but always keeping that mindset of, okay, I can get there. It might take me a while, but I can get there. And nobody's expecting you to get it right now. I mean, hell, we're not Jesus. We're not God. You're not going to get it right this minute. It's just not possible. I don't care how good you are at it. You have to go through that process. Some people, it might take an hour, and some, it might take a year, but you'll get there. And you just always have to stay on that positive thought, that positive train of, I'm going to get there. Even though today is a really bad day and I feel really shitty, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I still see it. I still see happy.
Yeah, it reminds me, like, you know, there's just some spark of that positivity and that love within you that always holds the space for it, you know.
Always.
That your bubble can always grow from.
Always.
Like the light never goes out, you know, it's like the eternal flame. You know, the light never goes out.
It doesn't ever go out. Even when you're dead, it never is out.
Right.
It's still there. It's always with you.
Right.
And feed that flame. It's so important.
And the one piece we wanted to bring in, from last week as well, that I did want to mention, you know, in terms of feeding that flame, it's like, if you need support, reach out, ask for help, you know, whether it's doing a session with somebody, whether it's, you just really need to, you know, you need to call that friend. I mean, even today, Kelly, you and I talking really helped me process it. It probably would have taken me days without that, you know, just trying to slog through it on my own. So if you need help, ask for it, reach out for it. There is no shame. You know, I mean, there never is. But and especially now, you know, it's an intense time. So just give yourself permission, you know. And if you don't know, gosh, I need help, but I don't know where to get it, you know, open that door. Say, I do need help. I don't know who to ask. I don't know where to go to, you know, and then leave the door open and then you'll have an idea. You know, maybe an hour later or a day later, something will occur to you. You go, huh, I'm going to look that up. Or, gosh, why do I feel like calling that old friend I haven't spoken to?
Right.
You know, call on your support systems and create new support systems. You know, just do whatever you need to do, because that will also help pull you out of the negativity. You never know, right? It could provide something you didn't even know it could provide. So, you know, that's kind of a piece we wanted to bring in from last week. Ask for support, ask for help. We're here for you. You know, if we can provide any ideas, we're happy to provide ideas. You know, you just never know where the spark can come from. And the other thing that I wanted to mention real quick, that really helped me in terms of this rising above the tide of negativity, and this isn't going to be news to anyone, but it's sometimes good to be reminded. So part of what, you know, really kind of started triggering our content for me for this week was, you know, about 6 days ago, I was on my phone on Facebook and there was a post, and over about 3 days started to go viral, and it was just fascinating to watch the polarization. You know, about half my peeps were kind of saying like one thing and the other half were like the total opposite extreme, right? And you're like, the two just did not meet. And oh goodness. So it kind of started bringing up this tide again of like, oh, like just feeling that polarity in the collective, which can just be such a harsh vibration. And so after clocking that for a couple days and really getting, I'm like, okay, here's kind of, you know, the next phase of, you know, we've been in this unity and we're all in this together and here we are, you know, boom, you know, kind of back to some of our camps. Yep. But, it really allowed, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to take Facebook off my phone. You know, I still do it on my computer when I'm on it during the day. I have some work things I do on Facebook, you know, so I'm touching in a little bit. It's like, I don't need that on my phone anymore. I don't need to go there a couple times a day and look at the feeds. Now it's a very controlled time. It's at my computer. I regulate it. And I noticed it regulating my field a lot better. So that was also another example. It's like sometimes, you know, sure, keep in touch with some of your local media or a couple media sources that you trust, or turn it off altogether, or just touch in lightly. Right. But, you know, drop some of the media, drop some of the social media, drop some of, if it feels right to you, you know, drop some of that stuff. Ask yourself, do I really need this? Is it bringing in a vibration that's useful for me and supportive for me? Or is there some negative vibration there that, you know what, maybe if I regulated it a bit more or took some of it away, maybe I would have more access to my big light bubble, you know, and not feel so constricted. So that really helped me this week. And I just kind of wanted to put that out there. I think that helped me kind of rise above some of the negative voices and not be, I don't know, just not have it in my field is the best way to say it. So anyways, just kind of a thought to throw out there.
That's a good thought, because that, again, that's removing a part of that negative vibration.
Yeah.
That does bring a lot of people down. I mean, I know social media has been a savior for a lot of people, especially in this time period. However, it also is a very negative space. There's a lot of falsity, and I think that's why people find it negative, is because deep down they know it's not truth. It's not their truth. It could be that person's truth, maybe, but it's not their truth, and it doesn't sit well with them, and it sends a vibration of discomfort. You know, it makes people uncomfortable. It's like, this isn't sitting well, this, I don't like it, but then they're addicted to it.
Yeah.
And then you get addicted to that feeling, and then you end up sending out feelers for more of that addictive feeling and more of that disappointment. And then it just starts taking you over.
Yeah.
So that's a really great, that's a huge step to just say, screw this, I'm not going to be checking in. You know, I'll use it when I use it, but I really don't need to see it.
Right. And it allows you to tap into your own stillness more, because sometimes you are trying to figure out, well, I don't know if I agree with that or not, but I'm certainly not going to have it shoved down my throat. So, like, it kind of helps you regulate and manage that a bit more to be like, I don't know, let's tap in and see what my truth is. What am I feeling? And so much of it is just not the noise, and it can just be really noisy out there. So do what you can to decrease the noise and increase the stillness and, you know, find your balance point.
Yep. I think that's great. Well, I'm good with what I've said. I don't have anything else to really share.
Oh, seriously.
I don't want to bring any more attention to negativity.
Oh, seriously.
If you are having negativity and you want to talk to me about it, okay. And then don't be surprised if I boot you out of my meditation.
Because you have a method now for managing that better. And I think that's what I realized, you know, you mentioned that today, that it came to you, okay, I'm going to switch up my meditation. So it's kind of like, I was thinking about that today. It's like, okay, you know, over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to just leave the door open and kind of explore, like, okay, how can I continue to nurture this balance point, you know, kind of tamp down the negative and keep that balance. And it's like, I don't know, you know, new ideas will come to me, new thoughts. One day it was take off Facebook off my phone. You were switch up my meditation. And so, you know, I think as we open that door, new thoughts, new ideas will come to us. That's how we can continue down that path. If you're committed to that path, and you hold that vibration, ideas will arise, things will arise, support will arise to stay on that path if you're committed to it. So I think that's what came up for me today. It's like, I don't know all the ways I'm going to do it, but you know what? I am committed to it. I'm going to stick with that. And let's see what comes up. You know, it's kind of like a curiosity thing. And I don't know. I mean, maybe this will be a good way to close, you know, kind of inside the expansive bubbles. So one thing that came to me this week that was very supportive. So there's kind of like a, it's called Metta Meditation. And I had actually found it in my son's, one of his like Buddha at Bedtime books. It was super sweet. And it's kind of like, you know, you kind of start with yourself, you increase to family and loved ones, you increase to all beings, you increase to the planet and the universe. And it's kind of like, you know, may we all be well and happy and healthy from our head down to our toes. And it was this really sweet meditation. And what came to me was that line, you know, from the one of the Lord of the Rings movies. And she's talking about, you know, what grace I have to give. And so what kind of came to me was, you know, what grace I have, and I just offer this, you know, to everyone. This can be a powerful way to increase your energy field and also really hold space for yourself and for others. You know, what grace I have to give, may it flow through myself, may it flow through my family and loved ones, may it flow through all beings on the planet, may it flow through the planet herself, Gaia, and may it flow through all the universe. You know, and just kind of bringing that out, sending it to yourself, sending it to others. I offer that to all of you. You know, I'm holding you in love, I'm holding you in light. We're here for you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yep, we love you guys, and enjoy your evening, and you know what? Be positive. Send out your positive, yeah.
Grow your bubble.
Exactly. Send out your positive vibrations and be in them and love them and cherish them and do not allow anybody to interfere in them. This is your space. This is your time here on this planet just as much as it is anybody else's. And it's time to take full measures in that and embrace it completely. So we love you guys. We'll see you next week for another podcast. We have no idea once again what we'll be doing, but I'm sure it's going to come through the channels. Yes, and if anybody has any ideas either, like things they think that, or anything they want expanded on, please reach out. You know, as Casey said, we're here for you. And just because you reach out to us doesn't mean we're going to mention you on this. So if anybody has any issues with that, you know, we're not going to mention you on here.
Don't worry, we're only going to call ourselves out.
Yes, that's it. It's only going to be us, unless you want us to bring you up.
Yeah.
Some people like that. So... whatever it is. All right, you guys. Well, we'll see you next week, and take care. We love each of you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.